Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, April the 30th. It's springtime. It's almost summer. That means the Maplewood Barn Theater. But you know what? They're opening up earlier this year.
That's right.
Byron Scott, good to have you here,
good
Byron.
Good to be back, Paul.
And you brought along two performers. We'll talk to them in just a minute. But let's start first of all, because two things you wanted to talk about today. The Children's Theater Camp, right?
Right, right. The Children's Theater Camp, which we traditionally revived last year and was very successful, we're holding again this summer. We've just started registration for it, and that's why I wanted to talk about it today. Mm-hmm. It'll be for a two-week camp for children 6 to 12 years old, a full day, 8:30 to 4:30.
Where?
At Maplewood Barn.
Okay.
In Nifong Park. And it will conclude with a show. The children will put on a musical version of The Little Mermaid.
Okay, so in that two-week period, the kids come in from 8:30 in the morning?
Right.
8:30 in the morning until
4:30 in the afternoon.
They learn all about the theater. They learn about acting techniques. And then at the end of that 2 weeks, they put on a real show.
Exactly. They make their own props. They make their own backgrounds, paint the backdrops.
Wow.
And, of course, they'll learn these songs from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And,
so does everybody that – all the kids that go to the Children's Theater Camp, they're all in the show?
Everybody's in the show.
There's no one that doesn't have enough talent to be in that show.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. So everybody is going to be in the – if your kid goes to the Children's Theater Camp at Maplewood, they're going to be in the show.
They're going to be in the show, and they're going to have a great time.
Okay. Do the parents – do they drop them off, or do they need to stay with them all day?
No. We have supervision with trained counselors. We feed them at lunch. We do everything that's needed, and then they just have to come and pick them up at the end of the day.
Okay.
If they work the early shift, they can drop them off as early as 7:30 for a small extra charge in the morning. And if they work late, we can keep them as late as 5:30.
Okay. So how do they sign the kids up?
You go to the Maplewood Barn
website,
maplewoodbarn.com. And there'll be links right from the front page to the application forms.
Okay, so if you're interested in signing up the kids for 2 weeks of Children's Theater Camp with Maplewood Barn Theater, go to the website. All the information will be there. And
right.
Then they're going to be in a play no matter how much talent they have.
Right, and we do have scholarships.
If
you have multiple children and it gets expensive, we do have scholarships.
All right, Byron, thank you. Thank you. Now, you stay right where you are because you brought along two guests who are here for Witness for the Prosecution, which opens tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. You open tomorrow. And yes. Taking time out to be with us today.
Yes.
All right, we have David McSpadden and Amy D'Artina.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about Witness for the Prosecution.
Well, Witness for the Prosecution, it's an Agatha Christie play. It's a kind of a classic whodunit. Whodunit and courtroom drama altogether. It's basically about a case that the character I play, Sir Wilfred, gets handed. That's just an impossible case. He just has all these obstacles ahead in front of him, but he's absolutely convinced of his client's innocence, and so he just plows on through the case to try to win it for his client.
Does he win it?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Okay. So, and then your character is?
Romaine. I'm actually playing the character of the wife of the accused man.
She is the witness for the prosecution.
The She's the title character, yes.
Well, there are other witnesses to the prosecution, but I am perhaps one that the pivotal
witness.
Information, yes.
You're about your husband?
Yes.
Is your husband guilty or not?
Well, you'd have to come in May.
Do you know if he's guilty or not?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, she does.
But you're not going to tell us.
No.
Because that would just give it all away, wouldn't
right.
it? And it wouldn't be any fun then,
right.
watching it.
Well, the first act starts off, and then the second act, there's a lot of twists and turns. So you think you know, and then you don't
so
know.
So the audience doesn't actually see the crime being committed.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have to hear all the testimony to get what really happened.
Okay, but it only has one ending. There's not a,
yes.
there's not a dual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there is a tradition in the show, Paul, that audience members are sworn not to give away the ending. Ever since the very first production of this in 1953, the audience has been sworn not to give away the
ending. If they know the ending.
Yes.
They can't give it away.
Or after they've seen it, either.
That's why I've not seen it.
Uh-huh. So, you'll have to come and be surprised.
Okay. So tell me, how many people are in the production?
We have 20 members of the cast.
Okay.
And about a half a dozen crew. So yeah. It's quite a large production.
So it opens tomorrow evening, Thursday, May 1st, at what time?
8 p.m. Box office opens at 7.
And how many evenings are you running?
We're running 8 performances, May 1st through 4th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the following weekend, May 8th through 11th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. We were talking before we came on. Now, you're obviously doing the shows outdoors. But if it does start raining in the middle of a show, you will stop the show.
Yes.
All of your sets are on wheels, and you will move all the sets indoors along with the audience and the actors and actresses. And you will pick up the show right where it left off when it rained.
Exactly.
How long does it take to do that?
Well, we've not actually done that drill yet, but I think when we've done a similar things in past seasons, it's taken 10 minutes or less.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to make sure that these people who come, the audience, they're going to see a show, rain or not.
That's right.
Okay.
And sometimes we may even decide early on, before the show even begins, that we're just going to do it inside too. If the weather's questionable, we'll just go ahead and invite people in the barn.
Unlike the old days where if it rained, you had a problem.
Exactly.
Now you can enjoy it either indoors or outdoors, depending on the weather. It makes no difference. You're going to see a show.
Right.
So mark it on your calendar. Tomorrow, May the 1st, is opening day for Witness of the Prosecution, and you will be sworn to secrecy.
And you also might be part of the jury.
Oh, part of the audience might be part of the jury.
We'll be asking members of the audience to get the best seat in the house and come up and be part of the jury each night.
Oh, but what if they don't decide that they don't want the ending to go the way it's supposed to go?
We have ways.
All right, we're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Heart of Missouri Casa and in School Auction. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.